From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More than 23,000 people in 10 countries, that's the current estimate of the death toll from yesterday's earthquake and tsunami in the Indian Ocean. Millions more are homeless.
From Indonesia to Somalia, bodies are being piled up on beaches and buried in mass graves. Hospitals are struggling to treat survivors, and families are looking for missing relatives.
Coming up, we'll hear from some of the places trying to recover. We'll hear about a tsunami warning system, and we'll look forward to dangers still ahead, diseases and other medical problems facing the millions left homeless.
We begin in Sri Lanka. We're joined from the capital, Colombo, by Ravi Prasad, who's a correspondent for United Press International. He's also a consultant to the relief group Oxfam. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Can you tell us, please, where you have been and what kind of damage you have seen in the last day or so?
Well, soon after tsunami hit Sri Lanka, I was out looking for the damage, and I was going towards the south of Colombo, and as we drove down towards the south, we could see people on the roadside looking for their relatives and friends whom they had lost. Many people on the beach side, they were telling us that they had come for a swim in the sea, and suddenly the wave hit them, and they've lost their family members. And in some places, we could even see bodies floating in the river and in the sea, some bodies entangled in wire meshes, some lying on the beach. So things were pretty bad there. Almost all the houses along the coast have been badly damaged or washed away. There's practically the entire coastline got wiped out.
Have the waters receded now?
The water has receded in most parts, but in the southern part it is still receding, and in many places a large number of people are in places of worship, schools and government buildings. The district authorities are struggling to take aid to these people and provide them with food and drinking water and medicines.
You did hear this, that originally, before the tsunami hit, that the waters had pulled back and a number of fish had landed on the beach and kids had gone down to collect the fish. And that may explain partly, at least, why the death toll among children is so high.
Indeed, that's very correct. And, the meteorologist told us here that before any such tidal wave hits the area, the water gets sucked into the sea, and children found that the water was being sucked into the sea and there was not much water, and they could see fish all along the coastline, so these children went to pick up fish.
I wonder if there's one image that stands out that symbolizes what Sri Lanka is going through right now.
Well, the only thing is the magnitude of disaster. This kind of destruction I had never seen, and will haunt me all my life is that small child who was standing on the roadside looking for his mother, and his mother had been washed away, his father was badly injured, and the child kept crying because two of his siblings were also missing.
Ravi Prasad, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Ravi Prasad is a correspondent for UPI and a consultant for Oxfam in Colombo, Sri Lanka.